Olo e mafuta male SBS Samoan. O sa wa fai e le whaungai no plastics I vaengo o Setalia, wai ina fai titia le o tōtō plastics, pei tai fai mai nā tōro ngā lue mora siu siu manga, e mana o mea nisi ngā nuenga whaupopo e fai e pui pui e mea e ola I le sami, mai le o tōta e o noa fiai. O se sua suenga sa fai e le o tōtō lo o auina mai a la vai e valu I au Setalia, e fai tino lea ngā nuenga le Conservation Volunteers Australia, Wai loai, pe amare vanu sa furu pasene o leo tauta, o plastics. O le tu ai ngā plastic mā le e fai e pusa bins papae polystyrene, e au pito I taatele ai I o tauta o lo maua. Pe mai se tasi tangata su e su e senior le CSIRO, po le Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organisation, o Dr. Brita Denise Hardesty, na ia taua e ese ese rawa I tu ai ngā plastics e maua.
We know that 2/3 to 3/4 of the waste that we find around the coastline of Australia is plastic. We know that much of that in urban areas comes from consumer items. And we know that because we can see these large whole items. That's where we find takeaway containers and plastic forks and beverage containers and things like that, where we find those whole items. In more remote parts of the country, we tend to find more fishing-related gear and things that are really broken up into very small, tiny pieces that we can't actually identify what they were or where they came from.
Nei e tā ua fōi o le teimi e ulu ai le o tautai le vai e a vea ma se tūranga e au pito I lamatia I mea ola o loo I le sua vai po o le sami fōi.
More than 10 or 15,000 turtles have likely been killed by derelict fishing gear in that northern Gulf of Carpentaria region of Australia. And in spite of efforts that have been made, we are still seeing an increase in fishing gear that's washing up along Australia's northern coastline.
Whai mai le Officer Senior of Conservation Volunteers Australia, Phil Harrison, o le whaasain o le whaonga o plastics, I vaenga SES o Australia, wa amatana wa aia I a whianga rerei I a la vai o le tunuu.
Cedar Source volunteers have found some good news. Plastic bags and plastic utensils are towards the bottom of the list of those items we find, and that suggests the bans are starting to work.
Ora so upo rei tuanga I mata upo tauru si o si o manga o Josh Wilson sa ia whaenoa e mana o mia se whainga e so oi rea tunu atoa pe atala noa e tūranga I e pe o re whaonga o plastics mō le na o le tasi la vosa taimi.
At the moment, the states and territories are making some good progress, but it's obviously not ideal if you have 8 different state and territory arrangements. It's confusing for the public, it's difficult for business, and it's not going to help us achieve the change that we need to see. And unfortunately, that kind of leadership hasn't really been coming from the Commonwealth.
O le tausanga na tenei a mati na whaalaunua I e re whainga mālo le whitarale se fuafuanga o le National Plastics Plan le esa tā ua o le a ngāru rue ma ai whaatasi ma industries I o atu le wha ai ungo le tausanga le nei lua whirua sfururua wa ave ese plastics I o polystyrene e whaonga e te wai oloa ma tau mawha e mese foi containers o loo te wina I wai inu. Whai mai Harrison, o le tāo fio fia o tōta ia pe o I tu a inga plastik se pe o na tāua o se popolenga.
Over the last 2 years in our Sea to Source campaign, we've had around 3,000 Australians help us collect something like 250,000 items of litter from key waterways around the country. And in collating our top 10, we found polystyrene is the chief offender. Now that supports the government's move to ban its use in consumer products by the end of the year.
O le poloketi le ua maua se whaatupenga mai le whainga mālo le whetarale, ma ua tā ua le minister langolango mo le pūleina o le ota o tamara siusio manga, Trevor Evans, wa una ia tangata ia saini I lea poloketi e whesoson iai I le ao ino o le ota o tamaya la mai ma moana o Australia. I se pepo whamitaranga wa whamitarai po pōlenga e whaatatau I le tūnanga o lo iei mea e ola I le sami ma le vai o na o lo longa na a fiei rea tunu utarwai nei.
The CSIRO found it takes as few as 14 pieces of plastic to kill a sea turtle. Now think how many wheelie bins and other household plastic and waste washed out into our waterways from the floods, and it's important we act now to minimise the damage.
I le rua afe se fuluiwa na whaaturanga I e le whainga mālo le whetarale se vanga tupe mō le Pacific Ocean Litter Project. E whesoso nye I tua o I le Pacifica I le aveseina o plastics. Ta ua le whaipula le tua ngai o Josh Wilson e le ilawa ngai yoinga ua whaia I le mataupule nei.
That was supposed to be a $16 million program over 6 years. We're halfway through that period and less than 10% of those funds have been provided. And as far as we can tell, no on-the-ground project in the Pacific to help our Pacific neighbours with their plastic waste problems.
I lona tūranga wā o te tele ua whaenoa I re sui o re CSIRO o Australia o lo le leia na fuafuanga ua wha tūranga mo le pule ina o le utauta.
Compared to many places, particularly within the region, yes, we're doing a really good job. You know, we have regular waste management and infrastructure, and we have, you know, separation of materials, right? So you separate out your recyclables from your waste, from your green waste. And if you think about it, actually, that's quite privileged, and it's one of the advantages of being in Australia. We have so much good infrastructure, and they don't have that in all other parts of the world, which I think is really easy for us to forget here.
I Australia, I sauti o se whainga whaingoina o le Container Deposit Scheme, o whaititi ai le otaota ma le au whai le otaota lo oanga I lau whanua mo le te leo tausanga. O se whamitalanga mai a Dr. Hardesty o le CSIRO, ta uai o le scheme po le whainga rea e toe whaafo I ei tupe I tangata, pa te teinga e se furu sene e tuina I tangata pe a toe whaafo I ane se container ma sa tūlanga le lei mo se suinga I a mionga tangata.
Incentives do really work. We find up to 40% reduction of beverage containers on the ground in South Australia than we do in other states and territories where we haven't had container legislation.
O le lipoti na tufatasia Hannah Kwan mo le SBS News, ia mau whaaliwina mo lo si la fia o le nei fo'i mataupu.
Like, share, mafa'ali sou finangalo, muli muli ile SBS Samoan ile Facebook.